Hey, the It's Time for Coffee podcast is powered by the Converge Podcast Network. Hey friends, it's time for coffee, and I'm your friend and host, Jeanette. I'm so glad that you're here today. I hope you know by just pressing play on that podcast app, you have a friend with you. My hope is that as you listen, you will know that you are heard, valued, loved, and not alone no matter what stage of life you're in. I hope that you're subscribed so you never miss an episode, and it would mean the world to me if you left a rating or review. I'm so glad you're here, and I cannot wait to introduce you to this week's guest. Hey, welcome back to It's Time for Coffee. I'm so glad that you're here. Today we are sitting down with some new friends, and when I say new friends, I mean we legitimately became friends on this call, and I'm so excited and thankful for these new friends because they are incredible. We are sitting down with Michelle Myers and Summer Phoebus from She Works His Way. We're talking all about their new book, She Works His Way, and the heart behind it, the community, the friendship, the discipleship, and chasing after the Lord's will in our lives. I'm so excited to share this conversation because it really was this instant connection and community that doesn't happen every single time I sit behind the microphone. And when it does, man, it is the best. So grab your cup, fill it up with whatever you want, and let's dive in. Hey, you guys, I'm so excited. We're sitting down with some really fun new friends, and we've just been like giggling, and it just is one of those conversations where like it feels like immediate friendship has been made. And so I'm excited to introduce you guys to them, which I'm sure you already know and follow these amazing women. So we have today Michelle Myers and Summer Phoebus of She Works His Way. You guys, hi.
Hi.
Oh my gosh. I'm so excited to be like sharing this conversation, to be talking to you guys. I told you, I'm like, we're going to talk about everything. So it's fun.
That's our kind of conversation. We like that.
Okay. The first question I always ask guys is, what's in your cup? It's time for coffee. Are you drinking anything?
I'm super boring because it's afternoon. And so I'm supposed to cut out the afternoon caffeine. It is working in terms of making me feel better, but it's probably the thing that makes me feel better that I'm the most angry about.
I get it.
So I am drinking water reluctantly.
Yeah.
I have, and this is so good. I'm glad you asked this question because this is the first time I've ever tasted this. And it's a tart cherry limeade, but it's a sparkling water. And it's, the brand is Polar, if anybody wants to go and grab it. It's called a Seltzer Aid. And it's still just like water, but it tastes like vacation. So
okay,
it's a delight. And usually I have coffee, so it's interesting that I don't today.
It's interesting. Okay, okay. So tell me a little bit about you guys and what you do, just as a quick introduction for me and our friends.
So we are both pastors' wives. We're moms. Summer's like you. She has a story like you in terms of got married young, had babies young. And so she is 40 years old and her children are grown and out of the house.
Oh, God bless. This is so fun.
Yeah. And so I'm in a little bit of a different season. I have three kids. They are 10, 7, and 5. Mm-hmm. So I'm just taking notes from you guys on the older parent thing. But we are also the co-founders of a discipleship community for working women called She Works His Way. And we got to co-write a book together this year.
Yeah.
And we're best friends. And that's who we are.
Yeah.
I love that. Okay. Now I want to ask you questions because it's a podcast interview. That's what we do. okay. How long have you guys been best friends?
Oh, goodness. That's a hard one because we met a long time ago.
Okay.
When Michelle was in seminary and my husband was in seminary. So okay. I don't even know how long ago that was. I want to say Kennedy was in kindergarten and Kennedy just turned 21. So that's how long ago that was. But we were in such different life stages at that point. So we met, we knew we liked each other, but we didn't really get close. But that was like that point where it's a cool thing to look back at. Afterwards, I think we pretty much just connected over social media. Which every time I feel over social media and am like so done with it, I remember that's how I met my best friend. And yeah. So like calm down, or that's how I got to know her.
Yeah.
So we met over social media. We were both working for the same company at the time. And yeah, we had a lot in common when it came to work.
Okay, so work was that connection for you guys, and you both being pastor's wives is that connection. But as a pastor's kid, I know the connection that pastor's wives need. And so I think it's really interesting that you guys connected over your work, but I'm sure there was connection over your husband's work as well.
Yeah. I think it was the combo platter of understanding the demands of being a working woman, but then also the call of being a pastor's wife. And so it was an easy connection point for us to connect on both of those.
Yeah, for sure. I think the loneliness that you can feel, if you're not intentional, the loneliness you can feel as a pastor's wife who works full time is easy, because we've been at four churches in 20 some years. And in every church, I was the only pastor's wife on staff who worked full time. So the expectations that were put out unknowingly went out in a way that you need to show up. Like 9 o'clock on a Wednesday, I was in a meeting. I couldn't be at the church for something like that. So I think finding another friend who was similar to me in that way, it made me feel like I haven't completely messed up here. Yeah. It's okay. This is all right.
That's so sweet. Okay. This is interesting. How many pastors' wives work full time? Is it more? Like you said, you were the only one. My mom worked full time. I think so, my mom might have been the breadwinner.
Yeah. That was exactly how my life was growing up. My mom, she normalized working women for me. Like that was what she did. And she didn't even get to necessarily, I'm using quotation marks if you're just watching the audio, but chase her dreams, follow her passion. She just worked to put food on the table. Yeah. And so I always saw that. I loved it. I started working when I was 15, and I loved that. I think that there are more pastors' wives that work now, and I think it's because the movement of the church plant. Mm-hmm. And so I believe that there are a lot of pastors who have to be bivocational or things like that in order to start up. And so women are now working more, which I think is why this ministry has been such a blessing to women that we didn't even know. That's not who we were out to necessarily reach, but there are so many other pastors' wives that are appreciating what is happening as She Works His Way.
Now tell me, how did you, like, what was this, like, did you guys, like, sit down one day and, like, I have an idea? Or how did She Works His Way, like, how was it birthed?
We needed it. Like, yep. We needed it.
So often our passion is built, or our, like, our next step is built out of what we need the most.
Yeah, I always say it was my sin that inspired it.
It's so true. But we pulled two more friends in, and it was never like we didn't have a logo or a website or a thought of anything. It was just four friends on Google Hangout, the old school Zoom. Mm-hmm. And we met at 5 o'clock in the morning because it was the only time that we were all four available. And we just existed for the same reason that the community exists today, which is to have conversations about what does this actually look like? What does God's word say? To remind each other of what God's word says, because that's what we really need. We don't need something new. We need to be reminded of what is actually true, what we really need to know. That's what we need to remind each other of, because the world is so loud. And so we just came together, opened God's word, prayed for each other, were honest about where we were struggling, and we pointed each other back toward Jesus. And over time, we've just invited more women into the conversation.
Yeah. Do you guys find it harder to be honest with where you're standing with people you're closer to, or like on the internet? And that's kind of like a weird thing. Like I struggle sometimes with both. Like there's like this vulnerability aspect online that's like, I can talk about it online once I kind of like understand where I'm struggling, but I also struggle to tell my people where I'm struggling. Maybe I'm just really prideful.
There's a difference between, I think, having to be honest on the internet, but like not necessarily being able to be transparent. Mm-hmm. Or I don't know that it would be beneficial for anyone if I just shared something in the middle of a mess that like God wasn't doing something in. Yeah. So I find it much easier to text and a call or meet up with a friend.
Yeah.
I don't know. That's a hard one. I think I like the internet for the reasons that most probably like it, which is fashion, comedy, something that makes light of something. And I believe that we have turned it into this place where the expectation to be vulnerable and honest has become a everybody has to teach each other something. And yeah. I just, you don't walk into a friend group, or not friends that are like real friends. You don't walk into a group of friends and they're like, Summer, teach me something right now. Inspire me right now. Mm-hmm. Tell me the hardest thing that you're going through today. Say it because I want to feel better about myself. You don't walk in with those expectations from people. So I don't know why we present that on social media. It's one of those places where if you follow me, it is very odd what even, which like if I show up, I don't know. I mean, it's not my first place. So, but if I do show up, I show up trying to be who I am, knowing that it is probably going to make some people go, no, thanks. And some people go, yes, please. And so I think the vulnerability isn't really what makes that happen. It's just me being me, which I guess could be a definition of vulnerability. But does that make sense?
Oh, absolutely. And I think even as we walk into close friendships, we have that, we still have that same opportunity. Like, here I am. Do you accept me? But the internet has put it on this like thousands of people. Here I am. Yeah. Do you accept me? And that's, I think, such a hard thing for us to kind of grapple with. And so sometimes there's times where, like I said, where I can walk into my friend group and be like, I'm struggling. This is where my sin struggle is right now. And there's times where I'm almost like, this might be easier to share on Instagram because I might get a better attaboy. I might get it's not that bad. Or instead of being like, my friends are going to be like, that's pride. Come on. And I'm like, I don't want to talk about it.
Oh my gosh. I love your friends. You have great friends. That's awesome.
So it's fun.
This show is part of the Converge Podcast Network and is sponsored in part by
Hey, I want to break in real quick to tell you about one of my very favorite things. I love reading. I love listening to audiobooks and I love listening to podcasts, believe it or not. And so Audible is one of those platforms that I just really love. I've actually been an Audible member for like 15 years, I think. I think I started listening to books when Zeke was a baby. So I have always loved listening to audiobooks and I just really, really love Audible. I love that Audible has grown with the times where they have podcasts and journals, like the Wall Street Journal is on there, and guided meditations. There's so much on this app and I would love to offer you a free month. But first, let me tell you more about the platform. You can download titles and listen offline anytime, anywhere. The app is free and can be installed on any of your smartphones or tablets, even for your kiddos. You can listen across different devices without losing your spot. I actually really enjoy the fact that I can read a book on my Kindle and listen to the book on Audible, and then they whisper sync and my Kindle will know where my Audible left off. It's pretty crazy and super awesome. Right now, I'm listening to a book called Where the Grass is Green and the Girls Are Pretty by Lauren Weisberger. And Jesse's actually listening to Married Sex by Gary Thomas and Deb Filetta, which is an episode coming up on the podcast soon. I can't wait for you to listen to it. So we are a big fan of Audible in the Tabley household. I hope that you are a big fan of Audible as well. And if you're not, man, I would love to offer it to you for free, like I said before. 1 month for free, just go to www.audibletrial.com/timeforcoffee. There you'll be able to sign up, get a month for free, and then check out everything that you can, because in that 1 month, you are going to get hooked on Audible just like me. And if you need a book recommendation, hit me up in DMs on Instagram at Jeanette Tapley, and I would love to recommend some of my favorite books to you. All right, back to today's show. So back to like friendship, how was writing a book together? Like co-writing, being co-creative together, like I've had friendships that have failed on a level of creativity together because it's a struggle. Again, I struggle with pride, guys. Here I am. I'm so proud of you. Please accept me.
So good. I love you. You're so accepted.
Yes. I'm gonna steamroll before Summer answers because I'm so excited to answer this question. It's so weird when you co-write a book with your best friend because I mean, I have to fight her husband to be the biggest encourager, but like I want to be her biggest support person ever. And so if you read the She Works His Way book, and you only read Summer,
everybody needs to.
And you only read Summer's chapters. Even if you compare it to the books that you read all the way through, it will still be the best book you read all year. Mm-hmm. There is so much seasoned wisdom that is coupled with humility in the writing that she does. I mean, you've heard her here just in talking. And so there is something that is so special about going through this process together, because like we've talked about it where we're like, what if something comes out and we get canceled? And then we're like, well, we get canceled together at that point. And so like, it's almost like going to jail with your best friend. Like, does it even count as getting canceled?
Yeah. Wow.
And so, bye. So there's just a beautiful harmony of getting to do it together that I think is a picture of what the kingdom is supposed to look like in terms of operating as the body of Christ. Because I think in the book world and in the author world, I think that there is opportunity. We'll put it that way. You don't have to pursue it, but there's a lot of opportunity for self-promotion and for pride to have a playground and take over. And so getting to link arms hand in hand, and I just think it's such a beautiful protection on all of those fleshly things that could get in the way. But as a best friend, it was an athletic event reading her chapters for the first time. Because I am I get excited and like my body responds when I don't have words. And so I would literally just go through and I would have all of these markings for her that would let her know what I did. So it would say things like toe touch, cartwheel, herky, of just my excitement reading her words. So
that's beautiful.
10 out of 10 recommend writing a book with your best friend.
Love it. Yeah. I love that.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. Here's what I will push back on of everything she just said. Well, I won't push back on this. She is the greatest encourager. Like, she is the most perfect cheerleader you will ever meet. So she is full of encouragement. And the thing is, she doesn't, like, you almost feel bad when she encourages you all the time. But she gets encouraged by encouraging others. I'm like, you are so close to Jesus. Like, this is crazy. But here's where I'm going to push back, Michelle. She said, if you only read my chapters, that it would be a great book. And honestly, that is kind and that is sweet and that is wonderful. But I truly believe the reason Jesus put us together to write this book is because the balance in what comes out of from both of our perspectives. Because we are best friends, we love each other, and we care about the things that matter most together. We value the same things. However, we are opposites in some ways, like in some pretty large ways that people would probably be surprised by. And so I think the perspective that each of us has and that can approach this message with is able to bring in more women to hear what exactly God is doing and to make less women feel alone or like there is some sort of thing that they're missing because we both come from such different angles. So that was sweet and that was kind, but you should read the whole book. Also, you guys need to know too, Michelle has been an author since she was 5 years old. She wrote her first book in first grade, was it? And like, this has been her dream. This is her, like, God has used her and prepared her for this and whatever. And I literally am like writing in bullets and text messages. And I'm like, hey, can you make this pretty? Can you make this flow? Can you make this make sense? Can you make it grammatically correct?
Oh,
like,
God bless
all
editors,
of it.
Right? Oh, my
it's,
gosh.
Michelle edited me before anybody at the publishing place had to edit me. I'm so grateful. So, yes.
And there's a little bit of that humble wisdom that I talked about.
I love that so much, you guys. And I think that there, so often we see in friendship is 100% like my favorite thing to talk about. And I love that you guys are so complimentary of one another. And I think that there's something to be said because we as women in this industry get told, but how are you fighting comparison? We get asked those things. And it's like, comparison happens, yes, but comparison's also a heart check. And so if we know that it's that like the world wants us to compare, Satan wants us to compare, because as soon as we start comparing, we start losing joy, we lose steam, we take our own gifts and kind of like set them aside because, well, she's a better cheerleader than I am, so I should just let her do this. Like, she just should do the whole project. I was like, that's so silly. Like, what? We make these weird excuses in our brain. And so I love that because I'm sure there's moments of comparison. But at the same time, there's moments of great celebration. And I think if we started asking people, how do you fight comparison? And if we change the question to how do you celebrate your friends? I think that we would have such a narrative flip in our friendships and in our world.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, teamwork is, I think, the quickest way to fight comparison, because I think when you constantly surround yourself with people that God has gifted differently than you, then you're constantly, because again, they have strengths that fill where you're weak, but then you also have strengths that fill where they're weak. And so it really eliminates that whole sliding scale when rather than always seeing someone else's gift or always seeing your own gift on display, you're constantly seeing everybody's gift come together. And so I truly believe that the comparison that we see is a result of the autonomy that is only increasing in the way that we live. And that if we want to see us go back to a place where comparison isn't as big of a threat, we've got to stop operating in isolation and autonomy.
Absolutely. That yes and amen. It's an end goal. Mm-hmm. I am not going to be in a foot race and compare my time to someone swimming. Does that make sense?
Oh, yeah.
So what is the end goal? Kingdom impact. Mm-hmm. Heaven. Well done, good and faithful servant. That right. is the end goal. So why would I compare myself to someone else in a different type of race, running yeah. a different section of the race, on a different part of the race? Like, it's just so silly. So it's, everybody says, keep your eyes on Jesus and you won't look at anybody else. Yes. But some of us ambitious gals out here, we need that broken down just a little bit more. So mm-hmm. I think it's keep your eyes on the end goal, which is Jesus. Yeah. But tell me what that looks like. And then I'm going to stop worrying about what she's doing, because hopefully that's her goal too. But if it's yeah. not, then it makes really no sense for me to compare.
For sure. And I know you guys talk a lot about striving, and you talk a ton about like how to really break down like discipleship tips and really, really grow your faith. And I know that we're like not even hitting on all that, because I want people to read the book, honestly. I feel like they should read the book and they should follow you guys and get all of that from you guys. But there's also that talk of balance and how when we're striving for balance, there's this struggle in bondage. I'm like reading your guys' stuff and I'm just like, you guys, we need this. Like, we need this so bad. Like, as working moms, as women, as just people, like, I'm so excited. I'm so thankful that you guys wrote this. I'm thankful you wrote it together as a team, because it's so interesting to see God use two women together where we're not struggling with comparison, where we're working together. I'm a big fan of reminding people that Jesus worked in community. Jesus showed us how community works in ministry. He invited people in. He said, come with me. And I think that if we modeled that, like I said, if we modeled that, or if we followed that model more and more, like, what would our own ministries look like? What would inviting people into our homes look like? To be like, hey, I gotta make dinner today. Can you come make dinner with me? Like, you gotta make dinner. Let's do this together. So I think that there's a way to lead our communities well and disciple, to be discipled well. Tell me, what is one of your favorite ways to disciple?
I would say for me, it's hanging out. I think that we put a little bit too much pressure on what discipleship is supposed to look like. I believe that if your heart is aligned with Jesus, if your walk with the Lord is intimate, then discipleship is a byproduct. And yes, there is a place for intentional discipleship, making sure you're doing that. But yeah. It can be over a cup of coffee. It can be in a small group. It can be over a Marco Polo app on your phone.
Yes.
It truly can. It is really about reminding each other who Jesus is, who you are in God, and then moving forward every single step that you can take. So,
yeah.
And the only thing that I'll add to that is just that we wholeheartedly love the local church. Mm-hmm. And so if discipleship is lacking in your life, like, look at the local church first. The mm-hmm. local church, like, don't go to the internet first.
Oh,
I mean that, and I mean that in a, like, and this is coming from somebody that has a discipleship community on the internet. But we always tell people what we look at She Works His Way as is like a vitamin that you take for optimal health. To where it's like, if you have a deficiency in your life, to where this is a conversation that you need to have or something that you need a little bit of extra, then use this as a supplement. But it was never meant to be the majority of your diet.
Yeah.
And so we wholeheartedly believe that the local church is God's plan A. And so find you a local church that believes the Bible and worships and, like, get plugged in. Like, go serve and connect with other people there.
Mm-hmm. I think so often, or so much more recently, Instagram has become our devotional. And that is dangerous.
It's really dangerous.
Well, it's not an intimate place.
No, it's a false intimacy. It's a, like, because there's vulnerability. Like, we all show up as vulnerable as we can be on the internet, right? Like, mm-hmm. as creators, we all do that. But at the same time, we also have to know, like, you while you know me and my friends here on this space, like, know me and know my voice, they also don't know me.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the me on the couch that's, like, exhausted at the end of the day or anything like that. So it's like this, like, it's not a devotional. Go to your church.
Right.
Okay. The last question I always ask, which I'm so excited, but also I know that one, we're either having coffee, the three of us, like, separate after, like, later, or we'll just have you back on the show. And
great. I love it.
Do both. Yes. And, so I'm, like, super sad that we're already here, but what is it time for in your own life right now? We believe there's a season for everything under the sun and a time. That's why it's time for coffee. What is it time for in your own lives?
Oh, that's a good one.
Because you're launching. It's not a hard time. It's a sweet time, but it is a pressure time.
If you choose to make it that way. And so I'll put it this way. I think right now, for me, the word that just keeps coming to my heart is, like, it is time for peace. Mm-hmm. And so what that means is, like, it's time for God's presence, because that's the only place that peace is going to be found. Peace isn't found when there's a result, when there's a resolve to a circumstance. All of those things are just going to perpetuate more disappointment. But God's presence is where peace is found. And so no matter what heavy you're dealing with right now or what obstacle is in your way, rush into His presence.
Yeah.
And that is where peace is found.
Mm. Yeah. Yeah. Mine's people. I'm in a very heavy people season. And as an introvert, it's challenging. So I'm going to have to defer to Michelle's response first so that I can do my response second.
Yeah.
But just, I think, for a few months, I've been trying to clear my schedule, limit my time, set my boundaries, all those things that people tell you to do when you start to feel that little inkling of burnout or whatever. And none of the things have worked. None of them have worked. And God's just like, hey, Summer, you won't be burnt out as long as I'm the fire burning inside of you. So I'm like, okay, got it. I'm going to show up. I can't limit my schedule. I can't cancel. I can't say no. I'm going to show up right now. And I think that way of living life is just this, that eliminates 50% of the stress of having to have a heavy people season, is just not stressing about it. So just knowing I'm going to have to step into this. I'm going to have to show up. I don't have to love it. I don't. I just have to do it. I have to be surrendered and I have to obey. And I am praying on the other side of this, there is, like, a sweet, short vacation where my phone doesn't work. Yeah. And There's a taco buffet, and all I have to wear is sweatpants, you know? So that's what I'm praying for. But, and in the midst of it, I do have to make sure that if anybody listens to this that I love and care about deeply, and they're like, oh my gosh, I'm bugging her. No, it has pushed me closer to Jesus than ever before. And I love every second of it, and I'm learning so much from it, and I would be sad without it. So,
yeah.
Yeah.
I love that. I think that's so good. And I think that as we lean into just pure obedience, no matter what that looks like in our life, whether it's running to peace or whether it's serving and loving people, when we surrender to his will and be obedient to him, it's like that fire will burn and sustain us that's as long it. As we need. Oh, it's so beautiful. You guys, this was the most fun. Thank you so much for having coffee with us. Thank you for being here. Thank you again for writing this book. Where's the best place to find you guys online?
So SheWorksHisWay.com is the best place to go. If you are, I don't know when this episode will air, but SheWorksHisWay.com/book will be where you can go to get the book and have that conversation with us. I think that's just a great intro. Yeah. To see the She Works His Way heart, because that's really what we want this to be, is we want it to be a conversation. It started as a conversation between four friends, and so we love the conversational feel of this one, and that's exactly what we want the book to be like too. And then we welcome you to dialogue with us. We don't take lightly that we call it a community at She Works His Way, because that means we know each other, we pray for each other, we're there for each other, and so please have the conversation with us and then come into the community.
You guys, thank you again. You are incredible. I'm thankful for your obedience and your call that's on your lives and for your friendship. I really, really admire and love that you guys are a really great example of friendship in different seasons. When you guys come back on, we're going to talk about friendship in seasons, because that's something that is really, really people get in their heads about. And we have to change that.
I like it.
I love it.
Yes.
Okay, do you feel like you just made two new best friends too? Because I sure do. I really, really loved hanging out with them. I love their story and their passion for building other women up and for this community. And so I want to encourage you, be sure to head over to She Works His Way on Instagram and thank Michelle and Summer for hanging out with us. I really, really hope that you enjoyed meeting them. I hope you'll grab their book, which will be linked in my Amazon storefront, which is linked in the description below, or you can find it on their website, She Works His Way. All right, you guys, I hope you have a great week. I'll see you next week when it's time for coffee.
Thanks so much for joining me for coffee today. I hope that we're already friends on social media, but if we aren't, come find me on Instagram at Jeanette Tapley or on Facebook at The Jeanette Tapley. If you have any questions about the show or what's coming up, be sure to check out itstimeforcoffeepod.com. I hope you have a great week, and I can't wait to see you back here next week when it'll be time for coffee. Bye, friend.
This show is part of the Converge Podcast Network.